Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Feminino and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
All right, hour number two. Good to have you aboard. What?
That's funny.
Okay. We are talking overreactions from week one of college football. Both Michigan and Michigan State kind of showed their ass. Obviously, the teams are different. They're different. Expectation levels. But Rico, you had a question you wanted to ask me.
Yeah, here's the question. After seeing what you saw, especially the Michigan fans out there this past weekend, David had them at 6-6. I thought that was a bit low. A lot of Michigan fans thought that they would be in the playoffs, maybe that 10th, 11th, 12th team, not necessarily winning the Big Ten, but you're in the playoffs. Right here, right now, you can lock it in. Michigan season is 8-4.
Oh, hell no.
Would you take that?
No.
Based off of what you saw, you can lock in 8-4. You'll be in some bowl game. You'll probably lose to a lot of the big boys. I'll throw USC to go with Oregon, to go with Texas, and to go with Ohio State. But you'll win the rest of your game.
Oh, so the only four teams they play with functioning limbs.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I would. No, I'm not signing up for that.
But would you lock in 8-4 right now, knowing your quarterback situation is not going to improve? This team is what it is. Would you do that? 248-539-9797.
I would not. I wouldn't. That to me would be a complete failure. To go out and lose any meaningful game, that is a disaster. I'm not signing up for disaster. I can't put enough stock into week one to be ready to sign up. Now, if they get blitzed by Texas, which again, I'm not touching that game with a 10-foot pole, but let's say they get Napiered.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Texas rolls in and burns your stadium down.
Mm-hmm.
Then your question, then it might be time to make a deal.
But the deal may be off the table.
And that's fine. I'm telling you, as I sit here right now, I wouldn't sign up for that.
Because think about this. A lot of players went to the NFL. This is a whole new staff, pretty much, except for like a few lingering people around. This is a new team. This isn't the same team as the previous seasons. With a new staff, maybe the expectations were just a little too high for this team. Your quarterback situation, the offensive line, like there's a lot of new pieces there, Mike, that maybe we just thought, well, you're Michigan and you're just going to automatically roll. No, you didn't really go and upgrade your quarterback position. And I think, as one caller said, you're going to become Iowa this year, where there's going to be a lot of close games. Bet the under. And, you know, you got to hope that you don't turn the ball over in key spots and David, lean on your defense.
Would you sign up for 8-4 right now?
Yeah, but I'm different because I already said they're going 6-6. So, yes, I would lock up 8-4 today if I can get that. Yes.
Michigan fan, are you disturbed enough by the opener that you would take this deal from Satan over here? It's not me offering it. It's Beelzebub over there. Right there.
Not Beelzebub.
Rico Beard. Rico Beelzebub. Listen,
the views expressed by Mike.
248-539-9797. Now, okay, what deal are you offering State fans after that clown car on Friday night?
State fans, I will
three.
I will offer you this deal. You're 5-7. You are 5-7. You lock in 5-7 based off of what you saw. You will not go to a bowl game. I guess in the end, you could say we progressed from last year. But yeah, 5 wins. You could lock it in right here, right now, that you're going to win 4 more games this season.
I'd rather go 2-10. I'll go down with the ship.
There's no draft, so it doesn't mean anything.
No, my point is I'm not going to allow Jonathan Smith to live in those expectations. And if you say I would sign up for that, you're saying that I am partisan to that. I am willing to go along with that. I'm not. 5-7 would be a complete disaster. It's unacceptable in the NIL and portal era. Now, I understand State may not be much better than 5-7, but his job as a guy who's very well compensated to do his job is to get them there. So I much like David, I'm the wrong guy to ask.
Okay.
Now, if you told me I could lock in 6-6 okay. right
All
now.
Right, let's move it up there.
That I would do.
6-6.
6-6.
You're down at Ford Field for a bowl game.
I won't be, but you will be. You'll have a great time. I would sign up for 6-6. If I were a Michigan fan, would I sign up for 9-3? Yes. Yes, I would.
See, I had 9-3, but I watched USC, and I can't give you that.
Look, they get all their games at home.
They do.
So that's the benefit. If you chalk OSU up as an auto loss.
I heard they play Mr. Brightside, and they have a light show.
What would you like me to do? But I wouldn't sign up for 8-4 as a U of M fan, and for State, no, I can't. And again, State fans won't call. But it's just one of these deals where I don't understand how at a major university, anything less than 6-6 is remotely tolerable.
Yeah, well, I just want to know how much confidence do you have in your team after watching them this weekend? If you feel it's over, call and let me know why that's a joke and why it should be 9-3
I think for Michigan, it's just different because the expectation is the playoff and a national championship or competing for such. Now, with those expectations, and I look at that team, well, if you're saying we're Iowa-esque, well, we've never talked about those things with Iowa football. You'll be good enough, but you're not going to beat real teams.
Right.
Okay. For State, again, totally different expectation level. But what I watched Friday night was NFG, non-functioning garbage. They couldn't complete.
Now I thought you were going with that.
They couldn't complete a pass.
I thought it was no good with something in the middle.
Kenny, 9 beers deep, blindfolded by a bandana, or Aiden Childs. No. It's a push. No. They couldn't complete a pass.
No. He was 10 of 24 with 2 picks.
Kenny, drunk, blindfolded, and 11 of 24.
Second pick was horrible. Like, he stared down the receiver.
I'm aware.
The guy was just like, wait, is he really? Yeah, he really is going to throw it there.
David, go
ahead.
The
only disappointment was the guy didn't take it all the way back. Like, how slow are you?
I don't know what is wrong with that guy.
Like, how slow are you, man? You had a head start and you got caught?
I think Aiden knew it was so bad, he went into a dead sprint the minute it left his hands.
Yeah, I think he did too.
Nope.
Uh-oh. I think he did too.
He was already across the midfield logo. He had a jetpack. He knew.
He knew.
248-539-9797. David, what a ticket text you have to say.
Rico, get real. Asking any Michigan fan if you're okay with accepting a loss to Ohio State right now to guarantee 8-4, absolutely not.
I'm saying this. Can you be real with yourself and what you saw this weekend?
They can't even be real that they cheated. You think they're going to be real about this?
It can't be.
Are you kidding me?
Kenny, I'm trying here.
The Michigan fans are the guy who's married, and they go, wow, my wife has a lot of male friends over at the house, and my headboard is banging. I don't know. Nothing to see here.
We pay a lot of our bills in singles.
She works from home, that's all.
Right.
Boy, a lot of noises coming from my bedroom when I'm not in it. Yeah. What do you mean?
She just likes glitter.
I'm making a point that, like, these people are the least self-aware fans in the sport.
And I'm saying, after watching that game, did you have a come to Jesus moment with yourself and say, maybe we're not that good? That's what I'm asking.
I think you could take great off the table, but I'm not ready to. I want to see what the Texas game looks like. If Michigan competes, it's a game in the fourth quarter. They play well, but let's say they fall short. That's not a crime. Texas might be one of the 4 or 5 best teams in the country. To me, they're still a 9-win football team. I agreed with you from the start. It won't be pretty this year. Total agreement.
I was concerned with their opener, mm-hmm. but I'm not going to freak and lower the 9-3 yet. But I understand why you're saying 8-4. And guys, factually, your over under wasn't 10.5 or 9.5. It was 8.5. Mm-hmm. Michigan State concerned me even more because it's a lower bar to clear. They looked even worse. Mm-hmm. Once again, blindfolded Kenny, passing game.
Overthrown passes, yeah. Please. It was almost like they didn't practice all summer long.
I can't take any.
I agree with Mike. I'd rather see State go 3-9 than 5-7. Anything less than 6 wins is a joke.
Complete joke, especially when you have, you know, Prairie View built in, so that's really 5.
But 3-9, like I said, if there was an NFL and you had a draft and you get the first pick, I get it. But
no, just
you're not firing your coach.
Oh, sure I can. I can do whatever I want.
Okay. They're not firing their coach.
Fire everybody.
Okay. You're going to bring in Billy Napier?
I don't care. I don't care anymore. I didn't even feel anything Friday. It didn't matter. You know why? Because I didn't bet on it. I was waiting for the Stanford game. I watched and I went, well, that's pretty effed up. I was, you know what I've been turned into as a Spartan fan? I'm the guy who's driving on the highway who slows down to look at the fiery car wreck. And then I speed back up. There's nothing left.
Yeah. 248-539-9797. Would you lock in 8-4? Would you, if you're a Michigan fan, you want to go 6-6 or you want to go 5-7?
Bro, you can do whatever you want.
For State fans. I'll let you decide.
I mean, you'd have to say 5-7.
5-7
it
is. The
same price that you're making Michigan fans pay, you have to make
State fans pay. I said, the original was 5-7. You don't make the bowl game.
I'm turning both of your deals down, devil.
Okay.
I'm not Beelzebub.
Not that either.
Satan.
Nope.
Lucifer.
I think he sits on the other side of the microphone.
How dare you?
Xfinity gives me a chance. No, David, not that side.
I thought you said the other side of the glass.
No, I said the microphone. Not the glass. And you're okay.
Last time I support your church.
I'll see you later on. This one, I can't guarantee. I'll send him a glass of water.
Summer driving season is upon us. That's a combination of tons of traffic, all our roads under construction all at once, and a ton of accidents. That's summertime in Michigan. We have a ton of accidents, and if you are injured in one, injury attorney David Femininio and his team are ready to help you right now. It's simple. He doesn't take a fee until he wins your case. You could speak to David personally right now by calling 855-65-CRASH, or you can go to that website anytime. Get David. GetPaid.com.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
If you want the real story behind the NFL, you need the Stinkin' Truth Podcast. 3-time Super Bowl champ Mark Schlereth breaks down the biggest plays, the biggest games, and the untold stories that make this game what it is. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
A little later on, I want to know if the Detroit Tigers got disrespected by ESPN. We'll get to it at 4 o'clock. It's a question.
A little disrespect.
Birdman.
Yeah.
All right, let's get to the people. We'll go to Steve 97.1. Stevie, what's going on, buddy?
Hello.
Hey, how you doing, bud?
Good, man. How you guys doing?
Good. What's on your mind?
Hey, before I start my call, I want to remind you guys. I don't know if you remember. I'm the Oakland University basketball junkie who bets OU.
The complete breakdown by Steve in Traverse City.
I won't dare mention can't be in a call with Kenny if Kenny's there. I don't want his head to explode. So,
okay. He's already turned the microphone off. Go ahead.
Good. Hey, you know, you guys talked earlier about the state game and how that ridiculous fourth and one call, and they should have taken the field goal, and then they ran that terrible running play. I'm a little bit more concerned from an offensive coordinator standpoint that, you know, Lindgren, and again, this is an overreaction, but Lindgren reminded me a lot of Jay Johnson from this standpoint, in that we had three separate third and mediums. I want to say anywhere between third and four and third and seven. And he ran the same 20 to 25 yard fade route over the shoulder for Childs. I could not believe what I was seeing. The kid was struggling. They needed third downs. And they gave him three very, very hard throws to make, which he didn't even come close on.
No, and look, Steve, that's the problem. I mean, this is what they did at Oregon State, except the difference is they had a track star like Silas Bolden out wide. We don't have that. Our receivers are garbage. I was disappointed. There was no screen game. There was nothing in the flats. There was no intermediate usage of tight ends, nor was there, outside of one play to Jack Velling, any use of the seam routes. No one catching a ball in stride. Mm-hmm. No one seemingly could get open.
And even when they called the correct play to Velling, it was underthrow.
Yeah, there
he was wide open.
So, yeah, Steve, it's an overreaction, but it's something I don't think you're totally wrong about.
I fully expected, Jack, that especially when they struggled early offensively, I fully expected, at least in the second half, that Velling would get three or four catches, and he ends the game with three targets and one catch. They better be careful, because he was all Pac-12 last year. Yep. Now with the transfer portal, if they don't get him involved.
That's the same thing. Look at Nick Marsh. Where was he? He's one of your only legitimate wide receivers. He caught a ball early, and I never saw him again. Why? So I could look at Monterey Foster single-handedly clown car our game? Steve, I'm with you. Look,
but he changed his number to three.
I don't care. Change it to zero, because that's what he brings to the table. The whole thing, it was an absolute nonsense game. Mm-hmm. I'm so happy I don't pay to watch it anymore. So I don't think it's an overreaction. That's what we do in week one. Well, I'll find out what I need to find out about State this weekend. Go to Maryland and let me see. Now, look, they may lose. Do you compete? Does it look competent? Does it look like something that we can build off of and get to six wins in year zero of a rebuild?
Right.
Totally different than U of M.
Or does it look like Ohio State in previous years where it's over in the first quarter?
Right, and then Rico's face is painted like the I Like Turtles kid. Just like zombie mode, right. Week two.
248-539-9797. You got the deal on the table. 8-4 if you're Michigan, 5-7 if you're Michigan State. Or you know what? Maybe you're sitting there thinking, I'm not overreacting. This team is going to change everything. They're going to be fine. They're going to be okay. Let us know.
I mean, I'm certainly in the latter, but I understand the question. Let's go to Anthony, 97.1. What's up, Anth?
How you guys doing?
Good, Anth. What's going on?
Yeah, I'm definitely not taking that 8-4, not after week one, because like you kind of said it earlier, Mike, like everybody looked a little sloppy this week, you know, even Texas did coming out, like they got it together a lot quicker. I think it was second quarter they started getting it together. It took Michigan to the fourth, but most of the games I watched, everybody looked a little sloppy on Saturday.
Yeah, the thing is, Anthony, I just never saw that Michigan offense click into gear until you finally said, okay, Mullings is going to be our guy running the ball. Then the offense started to – I'm like, okay, I think we figured out who running back one is. Now you got to figure out who QB one is. And I'm not going to do the back and forth thing.
I definitely expected a lot more out of Donovan Edwards, but it took till, you know, yeah, obviously the fourth quarter, and then we started driving the ball down the field some, and I was like, okay, this looks like, you know, the Michigan ball I'm used to. But after week one, I think we could, you know.
No, Anthony, I'm with you. I want to see the Texas game, and then you'll have an idea of where you are. I just think what Rico said is true.
Like, I don't think a lesser player has ever gotten more hype than Donovan Edwards. Like, when I watch these games, I'm like, Mullins is clearly the more physical, more capable back on a play-in-play-out basis, where Donovan has always been the change-of-pace guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know what's going on. It just seems like he's taking too much time to find a spot to run instead of just running.
Well, but again, yeah, when the Mullins last 2 years... The last 2 years, you had the benefit not only of knowing the other team's place, but also running through holes that Kenny could run through. Mm-hmm. Like, go look at the national title game. He makes a cutback. No one touches him.
Mm-hmm.
That's not the play-in, play-out basis. Oh, what about the run at Ohio State? Right, where there was no one? Those aren't real. Real is on a play-in, play-out basis, averaging 5.5 yards a carry.
You can break a tackle and fall forward and pick up 4 yards. He gets hit, he's down right there, picked up a yard. And now it's second and long. And it was constant. And until they finally just said, you know what, let's bring in the other guy, offense started to move. And I'm like, okay, between Mullings and Loveland, now you got something. Now you can do some play action because your running game is working.
Yeah, but one thing I don't like what Anthony said, and a lot of Michigan fans do this, is, what has Edwards ever done, though? He's just expected to
national
be it because
game.
Of a name. He's expected to be this because he's now he's the on number the
cover,
one.
He's on the cover of a video but game that never, everybody anticipated.
He's never been that guy.
And you saw him in the national title game, and he carried Michigan to victory.
And listen, Michigan fans, when I say that, I'm not knocking him because he's been wonderful in the role he's had. Last year was a struggle. But the year before that, he was great in the role that he played for the Michigan offense. But he's never been the type of guy to me that's never going to be the number one.
Here's his 4-year career, David. 35 for 174, 140 for 990, 119 for 497, and he had 11 for 27 the other night. Look, at a certain point, your production has to matter.
Exactly. And that's what I have never seen from him. In that role in 2022, great. Change of pace, you do what you need to do. But he can't be the number one. He can't be
that. It just makes you wonder. And I know Fresno State clearly wanted to take the runaway. Clearly, they were fire and run blitzes, etc. You can't go 11 for 27 and pretend you're a bell cow Heisman Trophy caliber back. You
because
can't
it's,
do it.
It's
you don't think
vision.
People stack the box against Ollie Gordon? I mean, come on. Like, you either are the guy or you're not.
Because it's about vision.
They need him badly against Texas.
Big time.
They have to be able to control TOP against Texas.
No, you're right. Because, yeah, if that Texas offense is on there wearing down that defense, it's going to be a long fourth quarter.
Okay. I hate that I am in a position to defend Michigan, but I will do it dutifully. I do not trust in a big spot Steve Sarkisian and Quinn Ewers. If Michigan has got this in a tight spot in a big moment, Sark will bleep himself. This is what he does.
What about Arch Manning?
You won't see him. This isn't Colorado State.
You won't see the dual quarterback type?
Absolutely not. Okay. Ewers, look, man, he's had a couple of years to show I'm the guy. He's still not above. He's not, you know, that number one guy going in the draft. He's not Carson Beck.
We had the no-look pass in the last game.
I don't care. I don't trust him.
Okay.
I think if you're a Michigan fan, trust your defense.
Fair.
Stay in the game. Muddy it up. Stay in this thing. Ewers and Sark will find a way to bleep themselves.
I say keep Texas under 23 points, and I think you got it.
Yeah, that's actually fair. Play this in the low 20s. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's the way U of M's going to have to win games. Yeah. Or they could just run for 483 yards out of nowhere. Who knows?
Iowa. Just wave to the kids at the end of the first quarter.
We're going to get to the people momentarily. Your thoughts about Michigan and Michigan State's less than stellar openers. What does it mean? Overreactions. The whole bit. That's the fun of it. I mean, the true reality, of course, is we'll see what you look like against Texas, or certainly what you look like at Maryland. Two different barometers for two teams in completely different arenas. But no, I don't really have much good to say about either team after the opening week. It was 6 hours I'll want back on my deathbed. It was awful. Those were two horrific football games. Argue it.
Can't. Offensively, no, you're right. Because neither team, I mean, at one point it was, what, 16 to 10 in the fourth quarter for both teams. One game stayed there. Michigan scored two touchdowns later to make the score look respectable. But it was pretty much 16 to 10 for both games.
Let's go to Aiden, 97.1. What's up, Aiden? How you doing?
Good. How are you?
Excellent. What's on your mind?
Hi. I was just going to talk about, like, the just how unsure I think everybody, all Michigan fans are with the Texas game and our current quarterback situation.
Okay.
I just think that Alex Orji, he needs to find a way to pass the ball more efficiently and not just run with it. And I think it's Davis Warren. Yeah, he needs to be a little bit more accurate with his throws as well. Certainly, I think if we can figure that out, we might have a little bit more of a chance with the upcoming game against Texas.
See, the problem, Aiden, is in previous seasons, Michigan normally wouldn't play a really good opponent for the first 5 weeks. So you would get a chance to do exactly what you said. It would be like an open scrimmage. You had that against Fresno State. Now you're going up against the number three team in the nation or something like that in Texas. Not going to be easy.
Uh-huh. Yeah, for sure. And then also with Will Johnson, he struggled a little bit, I think, against Fresno State. He was getting burnt a lot on those deep routes. And I think that Texas will take advantage of that as well.
Look, I'm not going to get carried away. A kid got worked twice. It didn't result in seven. He's an elite corner. Yeah. It's going to happen. Not everybody's Charles Woodson.
Of all the people, I'm not really concerned about Will Johnson. I think he will step up. It's Texas.
My concern is about Wink Martindale. See, this is what Michigan fans don't want to hear. Oh, well, you're a Sparty. You know what else I am? A Giants fan.
He's the OG. They all learn from him, Mike. You didn't read those articles?
Yeah, and you know what the OG is? A one-trick pony. Okay? It's a lot like what LSU hired with Blake Baker from Mizzou. Oh, my fastball is I like to blitz. And? Blitz. And what else? Blitz? Question mark? Like, you are left in a space where
Blitz-ay.
You're going to be put in positions as players. You will have no help. You will be left in a position to be exposed. Now, look, when it works, it's great. The problem I have in 2024 is offenses have gotten so complex and so accustomed to pressures that the counters are devastating. So Wink Martindale's the concern, and the fact you don't know the other team's plays.
Yeah, I'm not concerned about Will.
You're exactly right. Okay. You know, you're exactly right about Wink Martindale because it was Don Brown-esque, just blitz, blitz, blitz. But then the other problem that I have with Wink Martindale was this rotation stuff. Why are you taking guys out? Play your best guys.
Well, it's game one.
And that's what I'm hoping.
It's game one.
That's what I'm hoping. But we'll see.
Well, you know what? And I guess if you could take away a positive, Mike, I don't know. You watched all the state games.
Tell me. I can give you one positive from each game.
No, I was going to say, the positive that I did like for MSU, the defense, they didn't have to do a lot of blitzing. They were still able to get to the quarterback. Now, yes, it was Florida Atlantic, but as you said, 7 sacks, 11 tackles for losses, 2 turnovers and the safety without having to bring the extra man.
At a minimum, you did what you should do.
Right.
Which is what they haven't done the last 2 years. Right. So, yes.
Because normally they have to send 6 or 7 guys to the quarterback to get those results.
The positive for Michigan is, in today's college football, there are just, it's haves and have-nots more than ever. Michigan has a collection of studs, right? Real difference makers. And it's Will Johnson, Mason Graham, Ken Grant, and Colston Loveland on offense. I just can't put Donovan there because the production's never there. The point I'm making is, they can lean on their stars, specifically the big two horses up front. And I think that's going to allow them to be in most games. Now, again, if they get Napiered Saturday, the whole conversation changes. Yeah. But I will never trust Texas to go on the road and do that. What they did at Alabama, that's fine. But I thought Alabama stunk last year. I don't think Michigan stinks. And it's been years since I've watched somebody go into the big house and actually play their A game. I got to see it to believe it.
What was that, Dennis Dixon in Oregon?
Oh, the Statue of Liberty? Jonathan Stewart at running back?
Those days are dead. You killed that sport. 248-539-9797. We got a bunch of people who want to talk. We are embracing your overreactions after week one of college football. And we will also, we have to salute, I think, a team that absolutely graduated this week. We'll explain. We'll get to it. All right, we'll get back to the phones momentarily. Right now, football. So, I'd like to start this week's Blitz by just asking a question. Is the Big Ten Network the worst network in history? Yes? Good. All right, let's move on.
Well, Mike, I got more receipts for you. I'm kidding.
Go to hell.
David, let's go.
Let's get into week one.
I watched everything this weekend.
Of college football here. Let's just start with Florida State. Let's just do it. They're 0-2
yes.
after losing to Boston College. Did we have the wrong Florida coach on the first fired list?
You know what? Let me just first of all say to this beautiful man who sits in front of me, I was wrong.
You're fine.
I apologize. I feel like I've let the listeners down. I thought Florida State would be in the college football playoffs. They would not win the ACC, but I thought they were going to be good enough to finish second.
Let me give you the Boston College highlights.
I have failed you.
Let me give you the here's BC Florida State in a soundbite.
Yeah. DJ, you were bad at three different schools. You just may be bad.
One of the greatest grifts in college football history.
I mean, I thought it was going to be Quinn Ewers, but he all of a sudden turned it around.
Here's the point. Florida State will be a case study for something, and we can't get into a deep discussion now, but think this over. NIL portal era. They're 0-2. Season off the rails early. Players have no reason to be loyal. No reason to, I gotta be ready for next year. The agents are already going, hey, you're up out of there. We got a sweet offer from Baylor for you.
See, I thought you were going to go the other way, David. And real quick, I think it's a case study. Nick Saban put it best. In the portal era, if you get bleep right,
you're bleep out of luck.
Right. You win. If you get it wrong, you're bleep out of luck. And that's what happened. I mean, think about it. All the guys they got last year, they got the two D linemen who ended up playing.
Getting
drafted by the Rams. They got Keon Coleman. They got their quarterback. They got all these different people.
This year, they got Gary Coleman.
So, yeah, you get the portal right, it works. You don't, yeah.
So let me give you a list of teams that maybe you may be more confident in after week one. Miami, Penn State, Iowa. Iowa scored 40 points.
I don't care.
In a game.
They were playing the Iowa Farmers Association.
It doesn't matter. They've never scored 40 like that before.
Yeah, I got to give them.
But Cam Ward went and destroyed Florida. He won 41-17 on the road. That was a great.
You know what, David? Here's the thing. Maybe, just maybe, Michigan should have went and kissed and made up with Cade McNamara and brought him back this year. And you would have had
a
QB.
No, that's outrageous. No.
Is it?
Yes.
Is it?
Come on.
Are we sure?
You're being a troll.
It's not being a troll, Mike. Iowa's offense.
If you want to say they should have gone to the portal and gotten Cam Ward, I agree with you.
He was never returning.
I'm saying he knows the offense, and all of a sudden, Iowa looked like a real team. The defense was there. They pitched a shutout, but offensively, they're scoring points. Miami, you nailed that one. You caught Cam Ward looked like he was him. I mean, I love the fact that the Miami players ran over to the Florida sideline and told the recruits, you're at the wrong school. You need to come to Miami. We run the state. And they weren't lying, David.
Oddly enough, that's what MSU is going to do to Prairie View.
Don't go to Prairie View? Nah, you probably still want to go to Prairie View if you're a band member.
So,
the team I have the most confidence in, though, David, truly you didn't list them.
Okay.
It's Notre Dame.
Oh, I was going to get to Notre Dame and Texas.
Let's just
A&M.
Do it right now. Notre Dame had the virtuoso performance of the weekend. To do it against A&M is one thing.
Yeah.
It wasn't neutral site. It was in the belly of the beast, one of the five hardest places to play in America. And that offensive line, Riley Leonard, the running game, and most importantly, Marcus Freeman's baby, the defense, I couldn't be more impressed. They're a playoff team. They're in.
Oh, no. Notre Dame locked up a spot in the playoffs. They won't get a bye, but you're going to be playing somebody in South Bend in December. So you're going to Notre Dame. They're in. The team I was most impressed with, you didn't mention either, David, and it was USC.
I was going to get to them next. All right, let's do it.
USC impressed me because all of a sudden they have a defense. They've always had offense, but it was the high scoring 45 to 42 type of game where it was whoever had the ball last. They went out there and just shut down LSU. And that's an SEC team. That's not, you know, Louisiana Tech. I was impressed. And all of a sudden, now I look at the Big Ten and say it just got that much harder.
Well, speaking of the Big Ten, let's talk about a team that you may be less confident in. Just one. We're not going to talk about Clemson. Just one. Oregon. They struggled to beat Idaho. They won 24-14. They struggled a little bit.
David, nothing about that game made sense because they they outgained them by a ton. I mean, like everything looked like that should have been a 40-0 type of game. Yet it was a 3-point game late into the fourth quarter when they had to, like, what just happened here?
Look, I treat the Oregon thing like the Michigan thing or even Ohio State in the first half of their game. I'm not ready to go crazy about it, but was it a little jarring? Yeah. Idaho's not even a Division I team.
But the fact that they dominated in every stat, if I covered up the score, you would say, oh, they must have won like 42-3. Nope, 24-14.
Well, this weekend they'll get tested because Boise's going to come to town with, in my opinion, the best running back in America, Ashton Jeanty. So if they're not on their game.
I think he just scored again.
He did.
Well,
where was that on the prop bet casino?
Oh, that mistakes were made.
Ashton Jeanty, like six touchdowns.
Here's the thing. And David, they sent me the Heisman thing in the mail here, and I'm like, who the heck is this? I now know who it is.
Yeah, let me get to that.
Oh, you got one, too. You just don't open your mail.
Because what I'm going to try to do every week is get to a Heisman spotlight, and he was my first one for this week because I find myself – turning to ESPNU because the game was close at some point.
It was close for a moment when Georgia Southern scored to go up 37-36,
yes.
And you go, wow. Cutscene, Boise scores the next 28 points.
Yeah.
It was wild, but I was thinking in my head when they took the lead, I'm like, this is going to be the game that decides the college football playoff.
What you got to remember, too, though, is, David, you got a team who's up north, and you're on the road in Statesboro, Georgia, where the mosquitoes are the size of human beings, and it's 100% humidity. That's your AD hates your guts for sending you down there to play.
Yeah. I will say this, David, on the flip side.
Yeah.
I'm just going to add this to the report. Clemson, can we just officially bury them? Like between Dabo, I don't think Dabo gets fired this in the middle of the year.
But why shouldn't? No, not middle of the year, but at the end of this year. What are the justifiable reasons Dabo's there?
There aren't any.
He refuses to adapt and put the program that he is handsomely paid to run in the best positions to succeed. F you. Goodbye.
Here's how you know Dabo's worth. He's won multiple titles, correct?
Past tense.
But, no. When the best program in America, Alabama, who he graduated and played for, does not give him an interview to take over as a head coach, that should tell you everything you need to know about him because that's a shoe-in right there. If you want to keep this thing rolling, you don't go out to Seattle and take the Washington coach. You go right to Dabo and say, come on home.
Well, you don't go and get this bum who won't use the portal.
And that's what I'm saying. The game has – we're watching the game pass him by.
You were right on Clemson. It's over. I just shut the door on Nona. Casket closed, lower in the ground.
Wait, but was that a beep?
Nope, doesn't matter.
Nope, not a beep. And the last that I want to spotlight on the Heisman spotlight outside of Jackson Dart, they play Furman, is Arizona wide receiver Teddo Roa McMillan or T-Mac. 10 receptions, 304 yards, and 4 touchdowns.
The game was a joke.
It was.
I didn't stay up for all of it because I got to the late hours. I'd had enough of football. David, all I would say, I would caution you, enjoy playing New Mexico. That game had no defense. I think it finished 61-42 or something like that. I can't take it serious.
Yeah, and it was midnight, and they were still playing.
Yeah,
it was a long game.
Still playing. It wasn't even halftime.
It was a long game. That is your college football blitz.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be to be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr sides and bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr taste combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Hey, football fans, you want the real deal? The raw, unfiltered truth about everything going down in the NFL? Join Mark Schlereth, 3-time Super Bowl champ, on the Stinkin' Truth podcast. He's breaking it all down for you. No punches pulled. From the game-changing moments that won or lost a game to the player evaluations, this is analysis you won't hear anywhere else. Mark's got you covered. So strap in and get ready for the ride, because this isn't your average football podcast. Follow the Stinkin' Truth in the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.